Today is May 16th, 2007. This is Jessica Wood doing an interview with Richard Blackwolf, NAVA president of the Victoria chapter.
Vancouver Island Division.
Vancouver Island Division. And we are currently in front of the Cenotaph in Esquimalt. Give that a try. Wind doesn't get it too badly. Thank you. Well, thanks for coming out to be here today. I'm just going to hold that. All right. There we go. So I was reading your bio that you sent me. Thank you very much. And after the NAVA meeting, I had a few questions, mostly just about your experience of going into the military and, you know, just a bit about your story about how old you were and what motivated you to join and what your experience has been like as an Aboriginal person in the military.
Well, the motivation to join it was the 7-year apprenticeship. But to do that, you'd have to write national exams and be accepted for, you have to get a good passing mark. And my interest was Armor Artificer. Yes. So they had 7 apprenticeships, 7 different ones, 7 years in length. And but just in 1959, this is when I was at the age to get involved, 18. It was also a changing time for the Navy.
Okay.
They switched over to the new Navy. They went from the old Navy to the new Navy. So the new Navy involved a higher educational standards, and it was because we were in the process of building all new ships for the Navy. So as they were coming off the ship from the shipyards, new crews were being formed, but the whole emphasis was on electronics and a whole new era for the Navy, you know, from old to new. Because originally the Navy, other than officers, just required junior matriculation. In those days, that was grade 8.
Okay.
So that's all you need to join at one time. So they changed all that. So anyway, the apprenticeship that I was headed for was canceled. And so I had the choice of just going back out on civilian street or transferring over to the regular force. So I chose to go over to the regular force.
Did you have a